Good morning, everyone. Let's turn to the person next to us and tell them Yesu Aini. No, you're supposed to say Jesus loves you. So good to see everyone. I'm glad that we have a smile on our faces. Weather is kind of opening up. And there's no better place than to be here in the presence of God.
天气越来越好了，我们的脸上应该带着笑容。我们在这里敬拜，多么美好！
And I want to thank the praise team for singing a wonderful worship to the Lord.
谢谢嘉音颂扬，带我们有这么美好的赞美。
I think GCC congregation, everyone's voice is so good.
我们教会每一个人的声音都是这么的美妙。
I mean, Brenda's voice is amazing, but when the gentleman sang, I thought I was like watching some drama. Yeah, that's some good deep voice, right? It's like, whoa, that's good. Yeah, Anna, thank you for playing violin or viola. I don't know which one that is.
Right?
It's always so beautiful.
真是太美了。
And that's what church is, where everyone comes together, use what God has given us to honor His name.
这就为什么我们要聚在一起，一起来敬拜赞美我们的上帝。
So I thank everyone for that.
感谢主带领我们在他的面前。Let's
begin with John chapter 20, verse 31.
让我们来看约翰福音第二十章第三十一节。And
it says, "These have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name."
31节，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。I
feel like nowadays, every week in America, we're tragically reminded of the way evil operates, and it always pops its head somewhere.
我们在每天的新闻里面都会看到有不好的事情发生。
On March 27th, Audrey Hale opened fire in a Christian elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee.
在3月27号那天，又有一个人在田纳西州的一个基督教小学里面开枪了。She
calmly walked through the halls of that school and shot 3 9-year-olds and 3 senior teachers.
在学校里面，他杀了3个9岁的孩子和3个学校的教职员。
If it weren't for the heroic efforts of wonderful police officers who neutralized attackers, it would have been far worse day than we know.
如果不是因为那些勇敢的警员把这个枪手纠地正法, 不知道那个学校有多少冤枉的孩子要丧失生命。
Because there were 200 kids in that school, and the magnitude of that horror is so horrifying, I don't even know what to do with that.
那天有200个孩子在学校上课，不知道会发生什么样的事情，如果不是因为有那些警察。
It makes you wonder what is the greatest need in our hearts, in our lives.
也许你会想说，在这个社会里面，我们最需要的是什么？
What is the most pressing need that we have in this world?
最紧急的需要是什么？
Some people will say, well, economic equality is what we need.
也许我们需要经济上面的平等。
Right now, in the political discourse, they're talking about this, how to take money from the rich and give it to the poor and equalize the wealth.
我们在很多政治的讨论上面听到怎么样子有更好的税收把富人的钱嫁转到穷人身上。
But is that our greatest need?
这是我们最大的需要吗?
United States is one of the richest nations in the world, and yet we face poverty, homelessness, and violence every single day.
在这么一个富裕的美国，可是每天我们看到有这么多的贫穷的人，他们没有无家可归。
And for those who have great wealth, they have shared again and again that it does not fulfill them and bring joy in their hearts.
就算我们把再多富人的钱平分下来，还是好像很多的问题。
Many years ago, somebody coined the term affluenza, which is a psychological effect of growing in a wealthy environment.
我们听过有一种名字叫做affluenza，就是像富贵病，富贵的流行病。
A teenager named Ethan Couch blamed affluenza for driving drunk and killing 4 people.
曾经有一个青少年，他就是用这样的名义，他说我得了富贵病，所以呢，他以这个呢来辩驳他开车撞死人的这件事情。
In the court, he said this, the reason I behave the way I do is because my parents have too much money.
我之所以开车随便，是因为我的父母太有钱了。
What's even more amazing is that the judge agreed with him.
而这个法官居然同意他。
And the kid spent 0 days in jail for what he did.
这个孩子一天都没有存在监狱里面。
The story reminds us that don't be mastered by wealth. Don't be mastered by money.
这个故事告诉我们，金钱没有办法主宰着我们。
Money is a wonderful tool, but a horrible master.
金钱是个好的工具，可是是一个很不好的主人。
Again, I'm not saying money is bad, by the way.
金钱并不是坏的。
I mean, who here doesn't want more money?
我们都需要钱。
Anybody?
有人不需要吗？
Somebody raise their hand.
有人居然举手了。
Too holy for me.
有点太神圣了吧？
No, money is fine. It's not the money. It's how we spend the money.
钱不是问题，是我们如何花钱。
Jesus one day said, "I don't work for food that perishes, but I work for things that will last eternally."
在这边，耶稣说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，而为要那永生的食物劳力。
If wealth is not the greatest need, then some people will say, "Well, leisure, you know, pleasure is what I need."
那如果说不是财富的话，那是我们的要有更好的休息吗？休闲吗？
Every one of us, every week, we work so hard. Aren't we tired?
我们这么的努力，我们是不是应该得到一些休闲呢？
I just talked to somebody in DC. I haven't seen her for a couple of weeks, so I went to her and I asked her, and she's been in Hawaii for 9 days.
我们在英文堂里面，我遇到一位姐妹，我有一阵子没看到她了。
It was a family trip.
她去做一个家庭的旅行。
Their parents, ever since they came to the United States, they wanted to go to Hawaii, and they finally were able to go.
他们家庭一直很想去在夏威夷做个家庭旅行，终于他们成行了。
And she said, because, you know, the best thing about Hawaii is you go there and do nothing.
他说去夏威夷最棒的就是去那边什么都不用做。
But Asians go there and they want to do everything.
Who?
Asians go there and they want to do everything.
可是呢，亚洲人到那边呢，却不是这样子。
So after 9 days, she came back and she said, "I need to go back."
所以呢，她说呢，她说我会刚从夏威夷回来呢，我又想回去了。
I'm too tired.
我已经非常的劳累了。
Leisure brings in $2.3 trillion in the United States.
休闲这个行业呢，每年花了我们2.3万亿的美元。
That was in 2016.
这是2016年的资料。
We don't have an accurate measure now because of COVID and what's happening.
经过这几年呢，可能有不同的变化。
But we can agree that's a lot of money people are spending on leisure.
可是我们都知道，我们花了很多钱在休闲上面。
And I understand that we have a rough schedule every week.
我知道我们工作都很辛苦。
And yet, people who've been to Hawaii, Paris, and all these places, there's something deeper longing for something greater than just a beach.
可是呢，我们去夏威夷，我们去巴黎，一定是有一个更深层的原因让我们要想要去。
Jesus in the 4th chapter of John was walking, and the Bible says he was worn out that day.
在这边呢，我们这个经节呢说呢，耶稣呢他也累了。
He was tired, his lips were parched, he needed a vacation.
他呢身体疲累，他也需要休息。
He needed more time with his family.
他也需要跟家人在一起。
But on that day he realized there's a woman who needed liberation from her sin and guilt and shame.
就是那一天呢，他就碰到那个井旁边的那个妇人。
So she meets the Samaritan woman and frees her from her guilt and shame.
他跟这个撒玛利亚的妇人传讲，以至于把他带到林里面的自由。
Afterwards, disciples come and say, "Jesus, do you want to have some lunch?"
之后呢，他的门徒来到他面前，问他说，你要吃点东西吗？
And Jesus says, "I have food that you don't understand. My food is to do the will of him who sent me to finish his work."
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，我已经有食物了，我的食物就是做那差我来者的工作。
Jesus says, "There's more to life than leisure."
耶稣说，除了休闲以外，生命有更深的意义。
Well, somebody might say, well, education is our greatest need.
那是我们的教育吗？
H.W. Wells said, history is a race between education and catastrophe.
曾经有一个人说，教育是避免灾难的 必要的东西。
But catastrophe cannot be stopped by education.
可是灾难可以被教育避免吗？
You know why?
你知道为什么？
Because we can't even practice what we know.
因为我们已经知道够多了，我们都不能够做出来我们所知道的事情。
We have more information coming to us than ever before, but the problem is not information, the problem is we can't act upon what we know.
我们不需要更多的教育，我们需要做我们已经知道的东西。
We know we ought to love our neighbor, but we don't.
我们要爱我们的邻舍，可是我们不会。
The United States spends more money on education than any other country that I know.
这个国家花了这么多的资源在教育上面。
And I think that answers a lot, that is not our greatest need.
所以呢，我们最大的需要并不是教育。
Somebody said institutional correctness is what we need.
那是什么呢？是这个体制上面的正确性吗？
Huffington Post did an article on human's greatest challenge, and its solution was correct the institutions.
许多人认为说这个体制上面有大大的问题。
Stanford climatologist by the name of Stephen Snyder said that the climate complexities in terms of climate change and challenges are all because of institutional failure.
甚至呢，有气候学家说，这个气候的问题都是因为我们的体制上面的问题。
But history is riddled with people who continue to fail in these institutions.
可是从历史上面来看的话呢，我们看到这个体制上面一直都是有问题的。
Do these institutions run by itself? Of course not. It's people who are running these that's the problem.
是体制的问题吗？还是人的问题？
Could institutional correctness, correcting, fixed what happened in Nashville, Tennessee?
这个体制上面的问题可以解决呢？我们刚刚讲到田纳西那个枪击的案件吗
？How about many years ago in Las Vegas when a man shot into a crowd and I believe there were like 50 people who were injured because of that？
你还记得啊？几年前在 Las Vegas 有一个人从旅馆上面射杀了几十个人吗
？Doesn't common sense tell us there's something deeper and darker and evil in the heart of man？When a person can walk through the halls of school and just shoot 9-year-olds and not feel any remorse?
我难道你感觉不到说这些事情的发生并不是因为人的问题吗？
Somebody may say, well, there's so much famine in the world, we need more food.
有人说呢，我们需要更多的食物来解决这世界上面的饥荒。
My friend, statistically, there's enough food in the world to feed everyone 10 times over.
实际上是这个世界上的食物已经够多了，可以喂养我们十次。
The United States government pays farmers not to farm.
美国政府甚至告诉说，我给你钱，叫你不要再产生太多的农作物。
I was watching PBS, and this rancher was just dumping tons and tons of milk into the sewage.
我看到一个电视节目，这个农场把这么多的牛奶。就倒在水沟里面去了。
The reason they did that is because they want to keep produce a certain level of price and the milk a certain level of price.
因为政府怕供过于求。
Our issue is not food, my friends.
所以我们的问题不是食物。
Somebody might say religion is what we need.
那我们所需要的是宗教信仰吗？
But I already told you, religion doesn't go far enough. We know what to do, we just don't do them.
我们刚刚已经讲，我们知道要做什么，我们就是行不出来。
Wouldn't you all agree that we ought to love God more and love our neighbors?
我们都知道我们要爱上帝，我们要爱我们的邻舍。
But we don't do it.
可是我们行不出来。
In Ireland, there is a wall called Peace Wall.
在爱尔兰有一个法律叫做和平法律。
One side are the Catholics and the other side are the Protestants.
在北爱尔兰呢，有一边呢是。天主教徒一边是基督教徒。
These are two group of people who you know, we may not agree with them theologically, but these are two group of people who know Jesus.
这天主教徒和基督教徒都是基督的信徒。
They're supposed to love each other.
他们应该彼此相爱。
But do you know why that wall is there?
可是你知道为什么有一道墙在中间吗？
So they don't throw bombs at each other and blow each other up.
所以他们不会丢炸弹到彼此的身上。
The problem is our heart. It's not about knowledge. It's not about food. It's not about leisure.
所以这个问题是在人的心里面。
Charles Sells wrote a book called Unfinished Business.
有一个人写一本书叫做 Unfinished Business， 就是还没有做完的事情。
He said, if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator.
Could you repeat?
If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator.
他说，如果我们最大的需要是更多的资料的话，上帝早就提供我们更多的资料。
If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist.
如果上帝知道我们所最需要的是科技的话呢，他早就送很多的科学家到我们中间了。
If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist.
如果我们所需要的是金钱的话，他会送很多的经济学家到我们中间。
If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent an entertainer.
如果我们需要的是休闲，那他会给我们更多的演绎的人。
But our greatest need was forgiveness, so God sent us a savior.
可是我们最大的需要是饶恕，被饶恕，所以他就把他的救主带给我们。
Amen.
Amen.
If you go to Jerusalem today,
你如果今天去耶路撒冷，
you'll see the eastern wall of the temple area.
你会看到有一个墙在那边。
You could see that gate from the Garden of Gethsemane looking over.
你会看到克西马尼的门在那上面。
But the gate is shut with stone and you cannot open it.
可是那克西马尼的门呢，已经被关闭了。
It's the visible way that Jewish people are saying the Messiah has not come because the Old Testament prophesies that Messiah will come through the eastern gate.
为什么是这样子呢？因为犹太人他说呢，弥赛亚还没有来，因为弥赛亚来的时候呢，要从东边的门而来。
They do not realize that Jesus came 2,000 years ago and went through that door, the eastern gate, and we celebrate Palm Sunday because of that.
他们却不知道，不承认主耶稣在2000年前就已经通过那个东门，在那个棕榈的主日来到我们中间。
The Messiah had come.
弥赛亚已经来了。
Earlier we read verse from Book of John, and I want to give you a little background about Book of John.
我要对你告诉你一些关于使徒约翰的事情。
John was written, Book of John was written about 80 to 90 AD.
约翰福音呢，大概是在西元八十到九十年之间写的。
So John witnessed a lot of persecutions in his life.
那使徒约翰呢，他也经过很多的迫害。
In AD 66, Jews revolted against Rome.
在八十六年西元八十六年的时候呢，犹太人呢反在耶路撒冷反叛了
，because one of the
被对抗了罗马人。
Sorry about that. Because one of the Roman officials stole silver from the temple.
为什么呢？因为罗马的官长呢从圣殿里面偷了银子。
And the rebellion ends at 73 A.D. at Masada.
所以呢，就八十六年开始呢，然后就有 Masada 这样的事情。
Emperor Nero is one of the most famous emperors that persecuted Christians.
我们都听过罗马皇帝尼禄，他是一个非常迫害基督徒的人。
Eventually, the temple will fall as Jesus predicted because of this man.
因为尼禄的缘故，所以呢，叫这个圣殿的墙壁呢就被倾倒了，就如耶稣所预言的。
History tells us that under Nero, about 1 million Jews had died.
在尼禄做王的时候呢，大概有100万的犹太人被杀害了。
So John realizes there's persecution all over the area, or all side, coming from all sides.
所以使徒约翰看到这些的事情。
And when the fire broke out in Rome, Nero blamed Christians, and they were persecuted for that.
当罗马被大火烧的时候呢，尼禄王呢也是说是基督徒烧的。
At the time of John's writing of the gospel, Emperor Domitian was the emperor, and he's one of the worst persecutors of Christianity.
然后呢，另外的皇帝呢，也是这样子的迫害基督徒。
Even the Jews themselves harass Christians because they're kicking them out of their synagogues and their community.
当然，那时候的犹太人也是迫害基督徒的。
Many Christians were falsely accused by Jews because they did not want to get kicked out of the Jewish community.
很多呢，基督徒呢，在那时候呢，也是被犹太人所控告的。
And some Christians that went out wanted to come back, so they decided to not believe in Jesus so they can be part of the Jewish community again.
如果你是个犹太人而你信耶稣的话呢，那你会被犹太人赶出会堂的。
Unbearable persecution from all sides.
所以有各式各样对基督徒的迫害。
And then in chapter 20 of John, he writes the reason why he writes the Gospel of John.
所以在约翰福音第二十章的时候，他把写约翰福音的原因就列出来了。
And you will think that reason was I want to encourage Christians.
如果说你认为这个是要去鼓励基督徒。
You will think that reason may be that I want to make sure that our Christian brothers and sisters are not failing because of what all this persecution. I want to encourage them, help them to stand up.
也许你以为说写约翰福音是为了帮助这些基督徒能够继续的更坚强。
But he says that's not the reason why I'm writing this book. I'm writing it so you would know who Jesus is and believe in him.
可是呢，这不是他写约翰福音的原因。他说写约翰福音的原因是因为你可以相信他。
So you may have eternal life.
所以你可以因他的名得生命。
Isn't that interesting?
很有趣吧。
In the book of Romans chapter 7, Paul says this. Paul says, I know what is right, but I'm struggling to do it. There's something within me that won't allow me to do what I know what is right to do.
在罗马书第七章里面讲说，在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善，由得我，只是行出来，由不得我。
Don't we all struggle with that? We know what to do, and yet we are not able to do them.
这不就是我们的问题吗？
You know, people are good at knowing what other people are doing wrong, but they can't see themselves doing wrong.
我们常常能够看到别人做错的是什么，可是看不到自己所做的。
It's like a doctor who diagnoses a sickness in me, but cannot see his own sickness inside of him.
好像一个医生可以看到病人是什么样的问题，可是看不到他自己的问题。
And Paul says, I'm like that. I know what is right, and I can't do it.
所以保罗说，立志为善，由得我，只是行出来，由不得我。
Paul says there are forces in me that's preventing me from doing what I know to be right. I know I should do this, but why can't I do it? He says.
我所愿意的善，我反不做。
How many times have you been driving and somebody cuts you off and something comes in your mind and you surprise yourself?
我们在路上会被人家抢车位的时候，是不是有那种不好的念头出来？
Have you ever done that?
有没有呢？
I confess my sin before you. It has happened to me.
我是有那样的念头。
I'm driving down and this person cut me off.
当我在开车的时候，然后突然有一个人跑到我前面来。
I was so mad.
我的脾气就上来了。
I drove faster and went next to him.
我就开更快一点。
And I was going to cut him off.
然后呢，我要把他再抢过去。
I'm assuming you're laughing because you've done the same thing.
你在笑，也许你做了同样的事情。
And then I looked at him.
然后我看他一眼。
You know what he was doing? He was singing to a song.
他那时候根本也没看我，他自己在唱歌。
He had no idea that he had just ruined my life.
他一点都不知道说我的一天已经被他毁掉了。
Happens to all of us.
这就是我们的遭遇。
Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?
耶利米说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透？
Jeremiah says we need a heart transplant.
我们的心要被换掉。
There's a desperate cry within each one of us that's crying out for a savior.
在我们的心里面，我们都想说我们要被拯救。
Romans 8:19 says, For creation eagerly awaits for anticipation for God's sons to be revealed.
所以我们就是那受造之物，切望等候神的种子显出来。
The worst enemy is inside of you and inside of me.
我们最大的仇敌就是在我们自己里面。
At church, I look pretty good, right?
在教会里面，我们都看得人模人样。
You disagree?
是不是?
No one is saying anything. Okay, I look bad, all right? I just look good for my wife.
在教会里面我们
No, on Sundays, we look pretty good. I mean, that dress is nice. I mean, look at that. I mean, look at this. I never wear this unless I come to church.
礼拜天穿上你最好的。
Why would I want to choke my neck every Sunday?
为什么要这样子不束缚我们自己呢?
You know, it covers everything, right?
因为把我们的不好给遮住了。
I look pretty good.
看起来蛮不错的。
But I know I'm selfish inside.
可是我们在里面有自私。
There's pride inside.
有骄傲。
There's greed inside.
有贪婪。
And I struggle to tame it.
我在里面挣扎。
And I know I'm powerless against it.
我在他之前无力。
And I need a savior.
我需要被拯救。
Economists cannot change me.
经济学家
Stanford, Yale, Princeton, all these education places are wonderful places, but they can't change me. Scientist Dr. Fauci can't change me.
甚至我们的, 医学医生都不能够帮助我。
It doesn't matter if next president is Biden or DeSantis or Trump, or it doesn't matter who sits on Supreme Court, they can't change me.
民主党、共和党, 谁在我们的那个, 大法官上面,
Only God can change me. And it doesn't matter what you did with God in the past. And it doesn't matter what you will do with God tomorrow. What matters is what you're doing with God today. I told you, somebody asked me, what was your greatest day?
有人问我说你最棒的一天是什么?
My answer is always the same. Today is my greatest day.
我总是说,
Yesterday is not mine anymore.
昨天已经不是我的了。
I don't know why people want to get younger.
我不知道为什么有人要永远年轻。
We want to be 21 again. Anybody want to be 21 again?
有没有人想再回去21岁?
I see some hands go up. You must have been very smart when you were 21. I was dumb when I was 21. I don't want to be 21 again.
我也不想回到21岁,因为我21岁的时候好像也不怎么样。
You want to go through college again? I don't.
你还要再继续念大学吗?
Oh my gosh, those are like the, I learned a lot, but it was like, I don't want to do that again.
我好像在那时候学很多很努力,可是我不想再经过那样的日子。
I mean, I love my kids when they're babies, but I don't want to do that again.
我的孩子像baby的时候很可爱,可是我也不想再帮他们包尿布了。
They're older now, so I get to talk to them.
他们现在长大了, 我可以跟他们谈话,
I get to reason with them.
我可以跟他们讲道理,
and I get to text them.
Get what?
Text them.
我可以写简信给他们。
Recently, my son sent an article about women leadership in the church.
最近呢, 我儿子送给我一篇文章, 是关于女人在教会当领袖。
And I rarely tell them, this is what you should do. What I usually do is that here are the views and which one speaks the loudest to you through Scripture. So a long time ago in ministry, I had a lawyer in the church.
从前呢,很久以前呢,我在我的会众里面有一个律师。
And he kept telling me, woman should do this, woman should do that. Here's what the Bible says.
这个律师呢，老是来告诉我说，女妇女呢，在教会中应该这样子，应该那样子，因为这是圣经上面讲的。And
it drove me nuts.
我很不耐烦。So
it bothered me so much that I went home and did a research paper. I wrote 25-page research paper on woman's role in the church.
终于我受不了了，我终于写了一篇文章，二十五页的文章。And
the Greek word was kephali. The Greek word I had to study was kephali.
有一个希腊文字呢, 叫做 emphali.
And afterwards, I gave it to the lawyers. You read this, and we may disagree, but this is where I stand.
然后呢, 我告诉那个律师呢, 说, 你读这25页, 这就是我的立场。
And he never bothered me again.
这个律师后来就没有再跟我讲这些妇女的事情。
Because I'll write another research paper for him.
因为他在跟我讲，我要再给他写一个25页的论文。
But that's not my greatest need.
这不是我最大的需要。
There's something inside of me that constantly wants to do what I want, not what God wants.
在我们心里面，我们有那个最深切的需要。
So I need the gospel.
我们有那福音的需要。
I need Jesus.
我们有耶稣的需要。
And some of you are already Christians, but you need to hear about Jesus.
虽然我们已经是基督徒了，我们还是需要再听到耶稣的救恩。
Because if the gospel does not center in our heart, we will continue to go towards my greed, my selfishness, my pride.
如果福音不是你生命的中心，你还是继续的贪婪自私。
This is here. You know, when I go to churches, people generally respect me.
我到不同的教会的时候呢，当然他们会尊敬牧师。
Because I'm a pastor.
因为我是一位牧师。
I know our church doesn't bow. When I go to Korean churches, they still bow to me.
在我们教会里面，当然我们不鞠躬，可是在 韩国教会里面，他们看到牧师是要鞠躬的。
Even though I'm younger than them,
虽然说我年纪比他们小
，they respect me as a pastor.
他们对牧师就是这么恭敬。
And then I go home.
然后回到家里面。
And the one day I was so frustrated with my wife.
我有时候会生我太太的气。
I said, everywhere I go, people respect me. What's wrong with you?
我会跟他们说，我去任何的地方，人家都尊敬我这个牧师。为什么在家里面我是？
By the way, I love my wife because she's my helper and she's helping me at this point.
当然，我是爱我的太太。
She said, your problem is that you think you're a pastor here.
她说，你的问题是你在家里面，你也以为你是牧师吗？
You're my husband before you're my pastor.
你是我的丈夫。
I need gospel.
她说，你也需要福音。
So today I want to end by presenting to you the gospel that some of us know, but may have to hear it again.
所以最后呢，我要告诉你一些福音的信息。
This is a what's called gospel cube.
这是一个福音的方块。
Bible tells us that God loves you.
上帝，圣经告诉我们上帝爱你。
And He has plans for your life.
他在你身上有美好的旨意。
For God so loved.
因为上帝这么爱你。
And some of us need to hear that God loves you.
我们需要被听，我们需要听到上帝爱我。
He doesn't love you because you've done all these good things.
并不是因为你完美。
He doesn't love you because you know you look beautiful or handsome, and you are.
并不是因为你看着体面。
He loves you because that's who He is. God is love.
他爱你，因为他是爱。
His love for you is not dependent on your action.
他是没有条件的爱。
It depends on who He is.
而是因为他就是爱。
And He has a good future and purpose for you.
他在你的身上有美好的旨意。
We have a sister named Linda at DC.
我在我们教会里面有一位姐妹叫做 Linda。
She's relatively a new Christian.
她是刚信主的。
When she became a Christian, she gave a testimony, and she grew faster and matured faster than anyone I know, at least in the church ministry that I've been involved in.
她跟我们做过见证，这是一位姐妹呢。她我看到她的灵性的成长呢是这么的快。
One day she came and said, "This Bible is too hard. What can I read?" So I introduced her to a different translation, and she's been reading it since then.
有一天她来问我说：“哎，牧师，这个圣经好像我不太容易理解。
”She's taken all the Bible study classes we offer.
于是呢，我就告诉她另外一种翻译，那她就非常的喜欢。
She did discipleship. That's about a year and a half long.
她也参加门徒训练。
And every night she goes to bed, and before she goes to bed, she reads the Bible.
每天晚上她读圣经。
I know that because her husband, who's not a Christian, I was talking to him because I want him to know Christ, told me that his wife had changed.
我知道这是她的经历，因为她呢还未信主的先生告诉我，她做了这些事情。
That she reads the Bible before she goes to bed every night.
告诉我说她每天晚上都读圣经。
During COVID, I did a morning devotional, recorded and put it on YouTube.
在疫情的期间呢，我每天早上呢都会上传一个 YouTube 的晨更。
And a few weeks ago, she said, "Pastor Sam, I can't find those anymore. I want to watch them again."
两个礼拜前呢，这位姐妹告诉我说，新牧师，我再找不到那些晨更的影片了。
I took them down.
因为我把它
And I'm like, I don't even watch them again. Why do you want to watch them again?
我在想说，连我自己都不想看，为什么你想看呢？
So I'll probably have to put them back up there again.
所以呢，我大概要上传了。
She said, "My purpose has changed since God."
她说，我的生命的目的改变了。
God loves you, my friends.
上帝爱你。
But Bible tells us that sin separates us from God.
上帝，这是上帝与我们的关系。
That we are not able to enjoy the purpose that God has for us.
是最隔绝我们与神的关系。
Because Romans 6 tells us, actually Romans 3 tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of glory of God.
在罗马书第三章告诉我们说，我们都犯了亏缺了神的荣耀，犯了罪。
And Romans 6 says, "We have sinned; therefore, wages of sin is death."
罗马书六章告诉我们说，罪的工价乃是死。
And that's what Paul is talking about.
保罗在这边说什么呢？
Religion teaches us what to do, but doesn't give us the power to do them.
宗教可以告诉我们你应该做什么，可是没有给我们能力让我们去做那些事情。
That's why God sent Jesus.
为什么说神差遣
耶稣
来到我们中间？
And he died on the cross for the penalty of our sins.
他在十字架上为我们的罪的缘故而受死。
And he died and was placed in grave, in a tomb.
而且他进入坟墓。
And on the third day, he rose from the dead.
而第三天他复活了。
And the Bible tells us, whosoever believes in him,
所以圣经告诉我们说，凡相信他的
shall not perish but have eternal life.
就会得到永生。
And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father.
耶稣说我是道路真理生命除了我以外没有人能到父那里去。
You can't go to God as Buddhist. You can't go to God with Allah. You can't go to God with some other person. You can only go to God through Jesus Christ.
佛教、伊斯兰、别的宗教没有办法把你带到神那里去，唯有耶稣基督可以带你到神。
And Bible tells us when you believe in Jesus, God will send His Holy Spirit to live inside of you, empowering you to live as He had called us to live.
当我们相信耶稣的名，圣灵就进入我们心里面，使我们得到能力。
And once you believe in God, Bible says you are going to go to heaven.
我们相信上帝。我们要进入天堂。
There's a destination.
有一个目的地。
This is not the end.
这里不是你的目的地。
Again, I've lived longer than I have left.
我已经活得很久了。
And I don't mind getting old.
我也不在乎我活得再更老一点。
Some of my friends have dyed their hair.
我有一些朋友呢，他们会染他们的灰发。
And I'm like, hey, dude, you look weird.
我告诉他们说，哎，你看着有点奇怪。
Right? Why? I love my white hair.
我喜欢我的白发。
My wife wants to take them out.
虽然我太太要把它们拔出来。
I said, don't touch it, I don't have that much left.
我说不要拔了，我已经没有多少了。
I love my hair.
我喜欢我的头发。
One day I would imagine I'll lose all of it because my grandpa lost all of it.
也许我会像我的爷爷一样，有一天我会变成一个秃头。
But it's okay.
可是啊，没有关系。
I'm a day closer to seeing Jesus Christ.
因为我离主耶稣就更近了。
No matter what I eat today, even salad would make me big.
不管我吃什么，好像连吃蔬菜都会让我长胖。
So I go see a doctor.
所以我去看医生。
He tells me this is what I should do.
他告诉我你应该做这个做那个。
So I do them because you know God has given me this life, so I want to extend it as much as I can. 我
所以呢 我就照着他医生的说去做。
You know, when I was younger, I thought, man, if I live to about 50, that's a good year.
我年轻的时候呢我想我要活到50岁已经蛮不错了。
I'm 51 this year.
我已经51了。
My teenager, I'm supposed to die.
按照以前的话我以前的想法的话我应该已经走了。
But now I'm thinking, man, I want to at least see Nathan's kids and Ethan's kids and Esther's kids.
现在我又想说，哎，我要看到孙子也还不错。
And I get the feeling once those kids grow up, I want to see them get married.
我想有一天，就算我孙子生出来，我可能又要想到说，我要看到我孙子呢成亲。
And then because I'm greedy, I'm like, I want to see their kids get married.
然后就这样一直下去，没有完止。
But I'll probably die before that.
我知道我没有办法活那么久。
And I'll see Jesus.
我会看到主耶稣。
Because the Bible says, once I come into the kingdom of God through Jesus, I'm a child of God.
我们每个人都是上帝的儿子。
And he says, if anyone is in him, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come.
在他里面呢，我们都是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
My friends, if you're in Christ, you are a new creation.
当你在基督里面的时候，你是新造的。
And no matter what happens to you right now,
不管你现在怎么样,
there is a better eternity waiting for you.
在那完美好的永恒在等着你。
Some of you, I don't know all of you well enough. But in fact, I don't know many of you well enough to know what's happening in your life.
我对你们其实不太熟悉。
I would assume that some of you are going through some difficult moments today.
可是我想你的生命里面一定有你的困难。
That's life.
因为生活就是这样子。
Some of us are going through medical issues.
可能你的身体。
Others are going through relational issues.
可能是你的关系。
Some of us are going through vocational issues.
可能是你的工作。
But all those issues are part of who we are.
这些问题 都是你的一部分。
But those are there not to crush us.
可是这些都没有办法打倒你。
Those are there to remind us that there is a better life coming.
这些东西的存在告诉我们说有一个更美好的将来。
And that better life is found in Jesus.
而这更美好的将来是在耶稣基督里。
My fourth brother passed away when he was 42.
我的四哥在他42岁的时候就去世了。
My grandma passed away in 1978, I believe.
我的奶奶呢1978年也去世。
My grandpa passed away 5 years after.
五年以后呢我的爷爷也去世。
My dad passed away a few years ago.
我的父亲他几年前去世。
And my mom's in her mid-90s now, so she will pass away in the near future.
我的母亲也九十几岁了。
But dad taught me, don't worry.
可是呢这些事情教导我说不要担心
Because I'll see them again.
因为我有一天会再见到他们。
I still remember, this saddens my heart, one of our young ladies who had an accident passed away.
我想到有一件事情就是有一位姐妹她在车祸里面丧失了生命。
And I will see her as well.
我也会看到她。
On that day.
在那一天来到的时候。
And instead of me teaching her, she'll be teaching me about God because she's been in heaven far longer than I have.
那天将不是我对她传讲，而是她对我传讲，因为她在主耶稣的面前已经更久了。
My friends, what state you're in, I do not know, but this is what I know.
我不知道你今天的光景。
If you take that to the Lord,
如果你带到神的面前，
the Lord will strengthen you.
上帝能够帮助你。
And He will give you hope for tomorrow.
他能够给你盼望。
And even though life may be hard, but in Him, all things are yes, and the promises that God made will be real in your life.
上帝的应许能够带给你新的生命。
And as we close up Palm Sunday,
今天我们在这里主日的传讲。
May you and I, as along with the crowd, say Hosanna, Hosanna.
我们能够像当天棕榈。终于主日的那天说我们何塞纳何塞纳
Praise Christ
我们赞美基督
And as we look forward to Good Friday
然后再过几天就是受难日
Pastor Jude is going to preach that day about Jesus
朱牧师在那天会有传讲
May we all come together and celebrate He who came for you and I
在礼拜五的受难日的时候希望我们都能够聚集在一起晚上聚集在一起
And on Resurrection Sunday
然后礼拜天是复活的主日。
May we be reminded.
然后我们要被提醒我们的主复活的。
Of this God who has prepared heaven for us for the last 2,000 years.
这个主他在过去的两千年以前就已经开始为我们所预备。
So we can celebrate him in person.
所以我们可以跟他一起来庆祝。
Face to face.
感谢主。
And I hope that blessed you.
上帝祝福你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this moment reminding us of what you have done in our life. And God, I am not you, so I don't know what's happening in people's heart. But I know you love them. I know you care for them. Whether they're going through medical, economic, relational issues, may you remind them that this world is not the end. There's a better world coming. So we can live today with hope. We can live today with strength. We can live today with knowing that I have God who loves me so much that He's preparing a place for me. Father, before Jesus went home, He told us to remember Him by taking the table, the wine that represents the blood that was shed for us, and the wafer that represents the body that was broken for us. At this moment, we want to take and remember Christ. May you fill us with your hope, and may you fill us with more Jesus. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.